It's episode 16, and the devil is alive, and it's in Dorinda's cup. Carol has no feelings officially, and somewhere in Colombia, there's a blue balloon just floating away. Let's go!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Because baby, now we got bad blood.
A little pick. Bad blood.
That's a cut.
I mean, it was just what we needed, you know? So much bad blood in the episode. Lots of girl fighting. There was a song out there called Girl Fight. I would have played that.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one.
But I'm just saying, lots of bad blood. We have so much to talk about. It's episode 16. And the music's still going. You guys, we have so much to talk about. We have a perfect news and gossip section for you guys tonight. We're going to do our Twitter sphere. We're going to be shouting you guys out. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo. We're shaking things up around here. Obviously, we were gone last week, but I'm back. And we're shaking it up with a brand new panel. This is what you're going to get from now on, ladies and gentlemen. So let's hit it off. Chelsea.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Chelsea Sark-Jones. I've missed you so much.
I'm Zach Peter. Thank you for welcoming me on.
And I'm Sarah Serio, and I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. And fabulous job last week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys, we have so much to talk about. I'm emotionally and physically drained from all the fighting, from all the toxic things happening at the table. We have a lot to cover. We're going to get into it, obviously, but we're going to open up with Bethany having a breakdown.
God.
That's literally how
so
it opens
dramatic.
Up.
It was
so, so dramatic.
It was, first of all, her outfit, like, she looked so cute. Like, I cut the dress. She's like, oh, she's so adorable.
She did.
But it was just too much. Like, I can't, like, I don't sympathize for her for whatever reason. It's not clicking with me what's going on with her. Yeah. And it just, like, all at once. Like, we've seen her handle a bunch of stuff before. Yeah. And this just seems so, not uncharacteristic, but just like.
It's a buildup.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
It's a build-up and then a breakdown.
I feel like she holds so much in that it just, like, it just was a lot
for her. I don't get that.
Her.
No, I feel like she just lets it all out and it's just, like, hysterical. And, like, I mean, she was even dramatic when she was, like, poisoned with the fish last week. For her, like, nibble and she's on the floor crying by the toilet. Like, it's so dramatic all the time. And I love Bethany. But, like, it's a bit much.
I kind of agree with Zach. And I kind of agree with you, sir. It's a little bit, it's a mixed bag, but I kind of see where you're coming from because Bethany is a lot and she says it in the episode. And there's a turning point and we're going to discuss it. Mm-hmm. We're going to really get into Bethany. Mm-hmm. But everyone's trying on hats right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a hat.
A lot of hats.
I didn't get a hat.
I think she got 25, she said.
She got all the hats on the island. But what I was going to say is, like, it's going to take a turn because even I felt a certain way about Bethany and I feel differently this episode. Mm-hmm. So we're going to really get into it. But Carol doesn't want to engage. She's over the crying. Kind of like Chels.
I mean, I get where she's coming from because at this point they keep going back and forth mm-hmm. and not really getting anywhere and it just is draining. Like, they're on vacation. Like, let's have fun.
And Sonya's spilling the tea.
Yeah, she really was.
She was living her best life. Yeah. Sonya was a whole new Sonya that I feel like I've never seen. She was like, people were coming to her for advice. She was mature. She was wearing her daughter's shorts. She was feeling herself.
She was very, that was a lot.
I liked it.
I liked it though.
Yeah.
She was really living up to, like, what you're supposed to do on The Housewives. She was like, so, by the way, you know that feeling that everyone's talking about you? It's true.
I know.
And we're all talking about it. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about you're a taker, Beth. Bethany is like, you know what, I am a taker. Cue the Bravo montage. I'm a taker of the, I can't even say it.
All, like, the trips she took Carol.
Galapagos. I'm like Ramona with the word sometimes. I can't. What's the island she took her to? Galapagos Island?
Galapagos.
The Hamptons.
That's easy.
The Bahamas. Like, they've obviously, you know, Bethany.
It's just a lot travels. For Bethany, okay?
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
No.
It's obviously a lot because she's like, Dennis, get me a plane. Get me out of here. I can't.
See, my thing is, I just think she's so determined for this trip to be bad that she's not willing to give it a chance. Like, from the get-go,
she didn't try to have fun at all.
And so, like, I think that's her whole, like, mindset while they're there. And it's just like, I can't. Like, I don't feel for you when you're being so ungrateful when you're on this trip with a bunch of people. And you can have the time of your life. And I just feel like she's purposely choosing not to.
She did. She went into it very much like, everybody hates me. Nobody wants to be my friend. And she stuck with that mindset. But she walked into it thinking that already. Yeah. She had that preconceived notion that everybody dislikes
me. And that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you do feel that, sometimes you're not wrong. That gut feeling is telling you, these people don't like me. Sometimes you can feel that energy.
You can still make the best of the situation.
Yeah, rise above it. I'm in Colombia. I'm on vacation.
She's there. But she was crying
the whole time.
Yeah, she was not going to have. Like,
even at the restaurant.
Everybody's
like,
over the crying, I think.
Like,
even the lady that was cutting the vegetables.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. She was like, can I look at her? Can I not look at her? And she was like, ah.
I'm surprised she didn't come over and be like, oh, mija.
I know.
Calm down.
No, I can see both. Everyone's side.
It's just a lot. Like, I get you have a lot going on. But this is the time in which you're like, she's like, everything's scheduled to like every last minute. I'm like, girl, you're on vacation. You have no schedule. Get over it. Have fun.
Here's the thing, though. I'm just going to give her a little bit of props for not leaving, because that's what Bethany does. Yeah. Bethany leaves because she can. She's a millionaire. And she's calling her ex-boyfriend to charter her a plane.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, Bethany, you do not need this man to get yourself a plane.
She took planes to Puerto Rico to, like, save people. She could have saved herself.
Exactly.
This is a crisis, you guys.
So maybe it was just her just, like, talking maybe crap, you know?
I think she needs to vent to someone that would agree with her.
I'm glad she stayed, because she could have easily left.
She could have, but I feel like that moment should have been her turning point, whereas, like, Chelsea and Zach were saying, to, like, have fun. Be like, you know what? Maybe they don't like me, so I'm going to go in it with being like, hey, they don't like me, but I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, and she vocalized that.
And she has Sonia on her side. Yeah. Like, she has a friend there. Yeah. It may not be Carol. Yeah, like, she has, and Luann.
She did say, you guys, I'm going to go and have a glass of wine, and I'm gonna, like, try to turn it around. But I feel like, you know, it takes two to tango, and not everybody was playing nice. Let's just say that. No. I feel like the energy there, it was just off. Not to just be like, Bethany was right, but you know what? Anyone could see that the energy was not right everybody. Everybody was ready to just snap at some moment.
How would you feel if you're on a group trip and there's just one person that's constantly, like, in a bad mood? Yeah. Like, and they're bringing that energy back into the group.
I definitely wouldn't have let it gone on for more than a couple days. We would have stopped that first day and been like, we're not leaving here, the living room, until we get this out. Because I paid a lot of money. We need to have a good time. But instead, it's just like they have these half conversations and one of them always ends up leaving.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they get to the root of it.
We don't know
There is no root of it. You're right.
We're going to move on. Bethany went back with a glass of wine and said, I'm going to sit down and have a good time. And that's when everyone else left. Like I said, someone always leaves. But we had a moment, and it was the old school girls, and she said right there, it's just the four of us now, and how can we just take a moment to just, like, and Sonia was like, yeah, let's take a moment to just, yeah, it is us four. We've been through a lot. Even Ramona was like, yeah, you're right. It is just us four. Having an old school moment, they decided, make it a good time. And that's just the way it is. Like, sometimes you do recognize, you step outside the box, and you go, you know what, I've been a complete mess. I'm going to really try. I feel like at that moment she did. I'm not saying that she continued on and didn't. Like, she did end up being a mess again. Mm-hmm. But so did everybody else, which we'll get to eventually. The devil table is what I'm calling it.
It was definitely a cute moment, the four of them. It was very nostalgic. I enjoyed it for sure.
Absolutely.
I took it in too.
Yeah.
The Real Housewives of New York City are iconic. And these four women, they started it all. Sonia,
but
Ramona.
Did Sonia start it?
She wasn't. She didn't start. She was an OG because of Ramona.
She's not a complete, like, day one like Ramona is, but she has been one of the ones that's been a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's
been plenty of housewives that have come and gone, but some of them leave marks that are just iconic forever. Even if I cannot stand them. Like, I didn't like Aviva the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
I did not like her the entire time. But she made herself a trailblazer and an icon by throwing that leg, even though it was, even though it was so fake.
Oh my goodness.
It was so fake. It still worked.
She was the best.
And Sonia is iconic, and she was humping Bethany's new clothing because Bethany bought everything on the island.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love Sonia. She's fantastic.
Yeah, but everyone can be a trailblazer too. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces aftershows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that Taylor's made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, shout you guys out. Thank you for being with us in the live chat. I see your guys' comments. Hi, Beth Jones. Ronnie's usually in the live chat, but he's working, so he couldn't join us tonight. Week. Sorry that we didn't play Level Up, boo. Sorry, but there
maybe
was,
next week.
Yeah, there was
maybe
a lot
next
of
week
bad
we'll level
blood.
Up, yeah.
And we just had to talk about it. And the episode was just weird. And we start again right now. We bring it in with Carol bringing Sonia some earrings. It was so weird.
It was the weirdest peace offering. I just feel like Carol can't genuinely come to someone and just be like, hey, and put it all out there. It has to be some sort of motive or some sort of something.
It was definitely an icebreaker. Maybe she decided that she didn't really like the earrings, so she gave them to
The earrings
Sonia.
Were really, really cute.
I
cute.
Would have worn them.
They looked yeah. really
they
good on Sonia.
They looked great on
they
Sonia.
They looked great on Sonia.
I just think Carol this whole season is just too cool, and she's too cool for everybody,
yeah,
and she's
true.
Too cool to be friends with Bethany, and she's just, like, over it. And then I'm just like, she needs to take the broomstick out of her butt and, like, take a chill pill.
Oh, I'm totally not getting that vibe from her. Like, she is cool, but I think she's just coming into her own and being who she wants to be.
What
and
is
I
she
think
trying
so,
to be? An Instagram
you
model?
More like,
herself,
when you're 60 already.
But I think... More of herself, but I think that
so
her
happens
coming,
when you go through a midlife crisis.
Her
you find a new you.
To Sonia was a good. I thought it was a good thing because no one knows. We don't even know what's going on with her and Bethany, and so she. I think going
we
to
all
Sonia.
Know.
What is it?
It's obvious they're just in different places. But the thing about Carol is that I understand where Bethany is coming from when she yeah. throws herself on the floor begging you. She's basically throwing herself on the floor saying "love me," and Carol's like. I just don't show emotion like that. Which is BS because she was like, I'm not a hugger. And then you play the montage where she's like, let's hug it out. Oh, let's hug it out. So, you know what I mean? I feel like she backtracks a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like when someone is, it's all about vibes and how she's saying it's toxic. You can feel when someone is like throwing everything out on the line. And I feel like towards the end of the episode, Bethany was throwing herself on the fire and was like begging Carol to take her out. And Carol was like, no. So
I don't think Carol
sense,
ever
just,
really liked her that much.
See,
I think
totally...
it was a convenient friendship for the show. I think it was like a cute, like fun, like
no, I feel
we
like
worked
they did
together.
Connect.
I don't think she liked her as much as it seemed on the show.
Even the first that table, that dinner scene with Carol and Bethany, when they were talking about, oh yeah, I had a sex dream about you, and she's like, oh my god, was I good?
Yeah,
like, you could tell they had a chemistry there. There
chemistry.
Was a little found connection there.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't last, and it's really sad. And we're gonna get into it. I don't want to get too much ahead, but Sonia broke it down. Even though it was basic, she broke it down for
it
Carol.
Yeah,
in the most simplest way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know what? This is gonna lead into the night, and it
yes.
did. It did. The earrings were a red flag. I totally agree. It just didn't. It didn't go over well. But Sonia was hilarious. Hilarious.
Loved
she was
her
like,
little
yeah.
shorts. Well, I loved how when Carol walked in, she was talking about her camel toe and how she could disguise it. Like, usually, I use a panty liner. Stretches
is that,
it out.
Ladies, like,
I had never heard of that.
I mean, you're supposed to wear like large, like baggier underwear because it won't, you know, show it.
But I don't.
As
I think
much.
The toilet paper would be really uncomfortable.
It would be because you just feel like you'd have something in your pants on,
or like something like fall out. Like how awful would that be?
Yeah, it just
you'd be like, oh, oops, sorry.
You guys, I don't know how to go around it. Like, we're here already. Like, the table scene is what really took up the entire episode.
I loved it.
There was so many degrees of it, so we're going to break it down into a couple sections. But let's just call it the toxic table. But let's just acknowledge one thing that I noticed throughout the episode. The food looked amazing.
Oh, my God.
So
yes.
good.
It did.
It really did.
That paella, the shrimp, the lobster.
Yeah.
It's like, did they do all of that because Bethany can't have fish? She can't have shellfish, though, so we'll
take
that back.
They had a lot of seafood forward dishes.
I know.
I mean, maybe, is that Colombian?
Yeah. Like, is it Colombia?
Yeah.
And there are, aren't they like by a, I don't know, but maybe that's just the cuisine there.
No. We're not saying like everyone's against it. Oh. Calm down.
Well, she did say that I think you're
trying to poison
me.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, and no one was like, no, we're not. They were all just
they all just like ignored it.
Would have been funny if Carol would have been like, serve her a plate. You know what I mean? Like,
if they just feed into it and acknowledge it, I think that's really what would help.
Exactly.
I think she's just trying to draw attention to herself, though, in a negative way. It's like, it's when you ask someone, do I look fat? And you, like, are digging for a compliment. Like, she is trying too hard to be liked when we already know, like, she doesn't need to try that hard.
Yeah.
I know,
but you know what, though? I'm going to defend Bethany, even though a couple weeks ago I was just saying she was completely...
You were tired of her. Yeah,
I was going to say she's completely ridiculous, but you know what? I'm going to defend her because I know what it's like to sometimes be the a-hole of the group. Mm-hmm. Where sometimes, like, everyone is just kind of over you, and you're over yourself, and you know it. And you're just like, look, I'm just trying to make it better.
But
and
she's
No, I feel like she did a couple times throughout that day. She chose to make it better. The girls got up and left.
Yeah. I think after the call with Dennis, I will say that I like Bethany this week. I didn't like her last week, but I'm coming around. And after her call with Dennis, she did try. I'm not saying she was great, but she was.
And I'm not saying she's not psycho. She is, and she's a lot. She's a lot. But I know what it's like to be a lot, and you just can't help yourself. And you can't help but dig yourself a bigger grave, and you're just continuing to be the bad guy. I know what it's like to be that person. And sometimes I don't know what it takes. Sometimes it's just like a miracle of, or a change of environment, or sometimes you just really need to step the F back.
Yeah.
But she will get there. But I understand right now she's in the pits where everyone, no matter what she does, what she says, no one's giving her nothing. And I just feel bad because I understand what it's like to be like, you know what? I know I've been everything, but I am stripped here, naked, telling you I'm wrong, love me. And but, Carol's like, no.
But again, she's not saying I'm wrong, though. Like, she's not. And I like her argument with Carol or whatever is going on between the two of them. I just think that either
it's an argument,
but like either you're going to be okay or you're not. Like, and I understand where Carol's coming from when they had that dinner or whatever in New York and they hugged it out.
Yeah,
and things were fine.
Totally
from that point, but then after that, they were weird. So I get where Carol's like, "What the heck? We were fine, and now you won't look at me, or now we're
but Carol's still being weird though.
Carol's still being uptight and like resistant.
And she's like, her and Tinsley are like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
What's wrong with that?
It's a shift in environment.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but when you're giving somebody all of the love in the room and it not acknowledging the one person that you were, you know, a lot closer to, like, it says something.
She's being
it makes
shady.
A statement.
She's being shady. Come on.
So. I don't.
You don't think she's being shady?
No, I think they both are playing a big part in the reason to why their friendship isn't where
I'm team Bethany.
And I'm not saying that Bethany's completely innocent because she was fighting back, but I'm just saying that's what it was. It was an argument. Bethany was like, love me. Carol didn't want to love her. So she's like, you know what? Check the freaking phone, read the receipts. I'm not saying she's innocent, but it was a two-way street. But I'm just saying Bethany did try a couple times throughout the day to be like, you guys, I know. Can we just, like, try? But no one really gave her anything.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Bethany was trying to have a genuine conversation and put all of her feelings out there, which she doesn't do all the time. So she did. And she just was getting, like, a flat wall.
She was getting a flat wall from
Carol. I will say that she was saying more than she typically does. And I think it's because she does care about her friendship with Carol. But I think Carol's at the point where it's like, what is our actual issue? Because I don't know how to fix this.
Yeah, and I feel like they're not.
And so that's where I think Carol is being cold and standoffish. Because it's like, okay, you're telling me you're upset. You're telling me all these things. But why are we even here?
Yeah.
You know?
They're not addressing really what needs to be addressed. Yeah. And exactly. I get how Bethany is so sad. And Carol is like, you know what? Maybe this is what it is. So it's going to take a few for them to realize what this is. They can still have a friendship, but it just might be a surface friendship.
Sometimes don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Hug it out again or something.
Like,
I don't know.
Just to a point where it's just like, we could be on a trip together and it won't be awkward for everybody else that's on the trip.
It's just not going to be what it was. And they need to acknowledge that and move.
Forward. Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like the devil entered the room and then everyone decided to just go at it. At one point, I couldn't even figure out who was talking.
I feel so bad for the producers and the cameramen on that dinner table.
They work for their money.
You're focusing on Bethany and Carol, and then you're focusing on Luann and Dorinda, and it's like, and all the cutaways of Tinsley and Ramona and Sonia. It's just like, oh my God.
I just couldn't believe that Ramona was actually out of this whole,
she didn't dip into any of it.
No.
You know
she was smart. You never get involved when Dorinda's drunk.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would keep my mouth shut.
She dipped her toes and she got scolded right away.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm...
But you know what? That she did say on Watch What Happens Live tonight, I did catch it, and she did say, you guys, like, I was really interesting this season because I was really kind of involved, but not really. I wasn't really in with everybody.
Yeah, she wasn't. She hasn't been too involved in the drama, but, like, she wasn't absent from anything. You still feel her presence.
We're going to move on to the other little altercations on the table, but I do want to say this about Carol, just because I don't like to really take sides, because you know what? It's a merry-go-round. And I feel like every housewife we've talked about this, they all go through their little things. And sometimes it's just negative energy, and I feel like everyone goes at it. We've seen this on Real Housewives of Atlanta, the slumber party episode.
Oh.
I feel like the devil was in the room that night. Like, it was crazy. Let's talk about the other little episodes, Luann and Dorinda. Like, let's talk about that.
That was a lot.
Okay. I agree. Yeah. Dorinda does have a problem.
Yes.
Mm. Not a drinking problem. I'm saying a problem with when she drinks.
She gets aggressive.
She gets aggressive. And we can play the montages. But the thing that we can't say anything else. We can talk about Luann shouldn't be preaching. We can talk about how Dorinda has a problem. But the one thing that we can top off, I couldn't say anything after they played the montage of the Haitian conversation. When she went off about, that guy, she went off on him about Haitian children going to college.
Yeah, and that he was like, well, our kids are going, and she's like, I don't think they are.
I was speechless.
I typically live for a good Dorinda drunk rant. Love it. But this one was just like, this one hurt.
It's because cringeworthy.
Dorinda was the only person Luann invited to her wedding with Tom. Like, she was the only good friend that she really had at that table. And so for her to, like, lash
They've
out
They've both
at
been
her,
good friends to each other.
Yeah. I was just like, why?
I love when Dorinda gets like this. Her voice starts to
go. I thought it was her best one yet.
It's just like, you know it's there. I feel like her lips get numb or something. Something happens.
Yeah, they stick to each other.
I live. But this was...
Her lips stick to each other. She becomes the joker.
And it was so... It was... You love it so much because it... I think because it's actually someone that she cares about. Like, there's other times. I think so. It's like when she does it to Bethany or when she does it to all these other people, it's kind of just like, oh, they can laugh. Like, I don't know. It just,
we hurt the ones we love.
It hurts so much but to think that you can go that low.
Why does she, like, what is this anger? Yeah. Like, it's coming from somewhere, obviously,
it's so angry.
But it's like she has...
But you know what? Ramona was like making sense. She's like, you're going to regret this in the morning. You always do. And she's like, don't even think about it. She's like, oh my God.
She's like, I'm leaving. She was like, I'm out of here.
And it's true though. Like, Dorinda does have a pattern. Like, you know, go off.
I mean, she didn't even wait till the morning. She regretted it later that night.
Oh my God,
but since she did it though, she's like, I said something bad.
I know.
But I'm not going to say sorry. Like, she's a shark.
She wasn't asleep yet. She hasn't fully slept on it.
She hasn't slept on it.
Let's just acknowledge one little moment that when Carol and Bethany were still fighting, Tinsley looked over and she was like, you know what? I'm not doing this. Bethany's like, I'm not doing this. And Tinsley's like, I looked over and got in trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tinsley, I'm sorry. She just had to You opened up a window. I'm sorry. She's toddlers and tiaras.
Well, like,
she's always there.
And she was whining about getting in trouble.
When that happened, I was like, Bethany's looking for out of this conversation.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
She usually does want
to
escape.
I was trying to find out. You're right. But she continued. They, you know, locked in. But yeah, I thought she was.
She usually does want an escape, but she stayed. But yeah, it was out of control. I don't understand Luann and Dorinda because there's so much love there. I feel like it was just like a misstep.
Well, I don't think... Did Luann really even say anything that
Luann said you're starting to turn.
Yeah.
But not in like a... I felt like it wasn't in a condescending way. Like, I felt like it was in kind of like a friend way. Like, how...
Was it a little
counter? Like how Bethany would have said it or how anyone else would have said
it. It was cute with a little bit of a backhanded... There was like a little, there was a little bit there, but it was still friendly enough to like be bordering the line.
I think being drunk, she took like way offense to it.
Get it all out.
But yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
Zach?
I think it was right on the line. It was a very fine line, and I think she was trying to be funny and friendly, but it was just... You know, one centimeter over.
I think that she was being a genuine human, and she's like learning a lot of this stuff from all the rehab and all the stuff that she's working on. So she's trying to like emulate it onto her, and that's what she was trying to do.
I see that point, but I don't think she had any right.
Everyone, calm down.
You're
there's
like the
a lot.
On us right
there's
now.
A lot happening. I know. Okay. I need to wrangle it all in. Dorinda is a fire. And she's a lion. Mm-hmm. And we will talk about Kate Chastain's tweet later that I'm going to pull up, which really made a lot of sense. It put it into perspective. You know how Dorinda is.
Yes.
If your comment about the situation is you're starting to turn, why would you use that as an intro if you know that she's starting to turn?
Yeah.
I wouldn't exactly say that. That's implying the devil is in you and it's about to come out. And it did.
And she was clear-headed. She was sipping mocktails. She didn't have anything turning her. She knew
Luann
how to
was
make
trying
it
to throw a little shade.
I really think she had negative intent to it. And I just feel like I also, with them saying how dare she when she was arrested or whatever, it's like she is someone that's gone through this experience and maybe she came out of it a little bit wiser and is maybe trying to give some wisdom to someone. Like, I just don't think that she can.
See, but that's where she needs to shut up. I'm so sick of her trying to give advice and trying to be so holier than thou.
I just don't think she was being
accountant.
I don't think she was really trying to, like, throw out advice.
I don't think she was trying to be
crazy.
She was trying to be a little shady.
I don't think she was
trying to. She has that presence to her that is a little... I'm better than you. And it's not just that she's very tall and
dominating.
She's
had that presence before, but not this season.
I think she had it a little bit tonight.
I think she has it, but I think being her friend and knowing who she is, you kind of know that it's not...
Yeah, were you texting
with
her
with negative ill intent? No.
I feel like it's also an East Coast thing. Like, these are powerful East Coast women.
East Coast has a total different vibe. And that's how they interact. And it's hard
it's strong
for women.
But
I also feel like Dorinda kind of lashed out like she did.
She does, and she's not fun anymore.
But, like, Luann was is her dear friend, and, like, something like that happened to her friend. So maybe she was, like, disappointed in her actions and her behavior, so that was the only thing that could come out of her mouth. Like, to say to her, like, hey,
To just play devil's advocate, Dorinda did give Luann a tiny little out right in the beginning. She said, you know what, I just didn't like the way you said starting to turn, apologize for it. And we can just move on.
That after she said, you ex-countess, you're not married anymore?
Maybe. It doesn't matter.
After a few insults.
She did stab deep. But the thing is about it, you can't argue with someone who is in that level of alcohol.
Yeah.
You're the sober one. And she should be learning that, so you're right.
Well, you're the sober one. I would have stepped back and been like, you know what? I'm not arguing with you. You're obviously crazy.
Once you see it, you disengage.
Exactly. But she's kept engaging. As a matter of fact, she not only left, she came back as well, which was a little bit ridiculous. And then Dorinda left and came back and then caught her again. Like I said, no one was going to win here. Because everybody was going at it. The only person that didn't go at it was Sonia and Ramona. And didn't Sonia kiss somebody?
Tinsley,
I think. Yeah. In the midst of the devil doing its work, there was a little smooch.
Yeah, if you missed it.
I actually missed it. I read it on Twitter.
I feel like Luann was kind of... There was no negativeness to it, but I feel like she was trying to be a little like, oh, well, I'm the only one maybe not drinking here. I can see things happening, and I want to stop it. But then she... should have stopped when I feel like when someone else asks you to stop, you need to stop.
Yeah.
We're going to move on, and we're going to go into the very last segment of the of our episode, which is the car ride. It was that's where I feel like the truth really came out. I feel like nobody made sense at the table. And finally, when we got into the car, the truth came out, even if it wasn't good truth. Because Carol, I feel like she revealed her true colors there in the car. Why couldn't Carol be like that in front of Bethany, where she was like, you know what? She's a lot. She's destructive. Her relationships just explode. If you're so bad, why couldn't you just do that in front of Bethany? You could have told her, you know what? You're just a lot. And maybe I just don't like you anymore. And your relationships are always fueled by drama. So that's how we're going to end it. Carol says Bethany thrives on the drama. Lou and Bethany are talking about how Dorinda has a drinking problem. B brings up the Puerto Rico dinner about Dorinda, and we can't say anything after that because she basically attacked a man over a comment about Haitian children going to college. So there's a problem. Fix your lipstick. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So let's bring up the first picture. We're talking about Luann, and we're talking about the lawsuit still. The kids are very, very upset with her. Here's what happened. Oh, no, that's the Bethany. That's fine. We'll talk about Bethany and Carol. The big, big news that obviously everybody knows about is that Carol left Real Housewives of New York City. She announced today that she's leaving and that she's no longer going to be part of the cast. Ramona wasn't watching What Happens Live, doing a whole tearjerker thing, which I didn't really understand. I don't understand where she got all this love for Carol all of a sudden. But basically, obviously, TMZ is going to report that it's because of Bethany.
Could they pick any better pictures?
I know.
TMZ
I know.
How ridiculous is this? Yes.
How ridiculous is this? Carol's not coming back, and she's naming Bethany as the number one Fremini. And the article said basically that Carol is saying that most of the cast members feel like it's the Bethany show, and they don't really want to film with her. So we're going to see how this plays out. The only thing I have to say about it, if Carol's gone, let's bring Jill in.
Yes. I think that.
Jill Zarin?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Love her.
Because you know what? It's about making up. You can't just fight. We love a good makeup. And if Bethany and Jill can have that little moment outside of the church, maybe we can have a good storyline.
Yeah, that would be good.
Dorinda moments with your hands right now.
Clip.
Clip. I love it.
Let's move on to Luann. We're very worried about her, says her daughter. Mm. Basically, this is what happened. Luann was supposed to sell. They have another house in the Hamptons, something Hill, M. Hill, and they were supposed to sell the house and put that money into the trust for the kids, but instead, Luann kept it for profit, and the kids weren't happy about it, and so basically, the husband is saying he is just suing to protect the assets because he's trying to protect what's rightfully for the kids.
Right.
But Luann is trying to say, like, I'm just trying to rearrange everything and there'll still be plenty of money. It just won't be from the house. But
well, I also think it was not just the house that she, like, there was more money that she was supposed to continue to put into that fund. So for years, she wasn't giving them the money that they were owed in the divorce settlement. So yeah, it's sad.
It's come to a boil.
It's really sad. Like, when money and family and everything like that get tangled up, and apparently she started drinking, like, actually drinking again.
Right? Really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, because it was just that all, like, a lot for her, and she thought, I think it was quoted, she was like, I felt like I could have a drink
the
night, but it was too much.
Did she have an actual drink?
She was trying to incorporate drinking back into her life. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, even this whole season, we kind of thought, like, she's just kind of taking a break.
Yeah.
That she would come back to drinking.
It wasn't.
And so she started that, and then they sued
her.
Well,
we root for
her. I mean, I guess that just, would, like, lead you to drink. Much.
We don't like to kick people when we're down, so we're rooting for her. Maybe she needs to go away again, and that's fine. Let's move on to...
To go to summer camp.
Yeah, exactly. We have another segment that we kind of premiered a couple weeks ago. We call it the MVP.
Yes.
Like the most valuable player. We're going to give it to Ramona Singer. Look at this picture.
Getting it.
Ramona, Ramona in Montauk, showing off the girls. Girl is
like
in her 60s.
Line?
I don't understand.
I just learned she used to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah, you
really? Back in her day.
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen a picture of her?
No. That's what Ramona's body is on point.
You?
Oh my gosh.
No, Mario is like, what did I do?
Well, he hasn't had the best luck from what I've been hearing.
Well, that's what happened. Karma.
Yeah, so Ramona's the most valuable player. Let's move on to our Twitter Sphere segment. We're going to shout you guys out as tweets. Chelsea picked one out. A big Bravo celebrity fan.
I love Michael Rapaport. Amazing. And he says, wow, that was one of the wackiest scenes in Real Housewives in New York history. That was like a high-end indie art house film. Cartagena is bringing out the best of the Real Housewives New York crew.
It's
I agree.
The crew is honestly working for their money.
It's one of those trips that you're like, yep, this is that trip.
I mean, they had to have a bad trip and after the like Mexico trip because Mexico was too kumbaya.
It was too good. Oh,
and this is like the complete opposite of it.
It was so good. And you know what? It's just going to get even better, and especially with the boat episode coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to get into our predictions, but we have one more tweet, and it's from Kate Chastain from Below Deck, the original Below Deck. Luann had to know, saying, oh, look, Dorinda's starting to turn. It was as innocent as waving a piece of raw meat in front of a sleeping lion's face. Why would you do that? I met Dorinda, and she is lovely. Dorinda lit daily candles in church for you, Luann. # Real Housewives of New York City. Okay, now, I tweeted Kate, love you, but it's totally not true. Dorinda lit one candle. Let's be real here. You know that she didn't go to church every day to light a candle.
And I mean, I think Dorinda's lovely too, just not when she's had too many
cocktails. Dorinda said she goes to Dorinda. Church all the time. She said Dorinda church is like a so big lovely. Part of her life.
I love Dorinda.
I love Dorinda.
I do too.
I think Dorinda and Luann just need to realize where their friendship is too, just like Bethany
exactly.
and Carol.
Let's get into some predictions, and we're going to talk about the next episode and the upcoming season.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Sarah, what do you think is going to happen for the next episode? You could talk about Luann and Luann's friendship with
Dorinda.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about the reunion, your predictions for the reunion, quickly.
Okay. For next episode, I feel like it's going to feel like everyone's kind of coming together. It's all good. It's great. And then when the boat situation happens, they're going to really realize like who they want to be friends with and stuff. It's going to be like a, it's going to be like a, you know, moment where you're about to die and you're like, who's my friend? And then you're going to regret, you know?
Hilarious.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. And for the reunion, man, I'm just, I know Luann's not going to pop up, but I want it to be like a surprise I'm here. That's what I really wish.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think that the boat trip is, I think everyone's still going to be on bad terms. We're going to get on the boat, we're going to realize we almost died, and then we're all going to be kumbaya friends again by the end of the trip. I don't think we're going to see as much about the boat trip. Like, I think they're really hyping it up, and it's not going to be as great as they...
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not either, but I think that's what's going to happen. And I think Bethany's going to be the attack of the reunion because Luann's not there.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think Dorinda and Luann are going to be like how they used to be before.
No,
it's definitely super damaged because I think they're both going to be very stubborn in that each one of them felt like the other one hurt each other, whatever, so it's just not going to be good. Reunion-wise, I agree. Everyone's going to attack Bethany. But rightfully so, I think.
No.
I mean,
I agree.
I think Carol needs to get punched a few times.
You know what? Watch what happens live. The poll tonight, whose side are you on? And Bethany won.
Bethany's a fan favorite.
For the fans, but
she's
not the crew.
Favorite.
The crew is intimidated by, it's the Bethany show, and they're all jealous.
You heard me say that earlier.
I don't think so.
Listen, I mean, Luann's not going to be there, so someone's going to get it, and it's going to be Bethany.
All right, here's my thing. I really hope the boat episode is incredible because we have been waiting. And you know what? We're going to have a surprise guest. Skype in. Someone that you guys really, really love. A Housewives favorite. But yeah, I really feel like the boat episode is going to deliver. I mean, those shots of them holding each other and the screaming. I can't wait.
Like a big wave or something.
I know. Like the boat caught on fire.
No,
like,
it caught on fire.
Yeah, the boat caught on fire. Yeah.
It's Titanic.
There was another ship that
saved them. It was starting to, like, go.
Another ship had to come and, like, get them.
Yeah, it was intense.
And they didn't even call, like, the other boat just happened to be there.
Oh. Like,
it was bad.
All right. Episode of New York,
it was so bad that they cut the cameras and we're not going to see as much of that.
What actually happened? Yeah.
Captain John Smith over here.
Chill.
Watch. When my prediction is true.
We're going to go blackout
God.
2 weeks later.
I can't. They better not even hit us with that because they always just leave.
The cliffhanger?
Yeah, the cliffhangers are ridiculous on the show. You guys, I really feel like the reunion is going to be ridiculous. The only thing that I'm going to say about the reunion is I'm a little bit surprised. I saw a video today of the ladies. How do you feel about Luann not being at the reunion? And everything seemed fine except Dorinda. She was like, I'm really happy to see all the ladies except for Lou. Sorry, Lou. So that kind of threw me off. So which leads me to think that they're still fighting about the turn comment. I don't know. You know how it is with these girls. That is it. Obviously, we're going to be here next week. This is what you're going to get. This is the panel from now on. Sarah, let's start with you. What do you want to promote?
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for watching. I'm so excited to be here. Catch us every Wednesday. I'm Sarah Cirio. You can follow me at @SCirio, Snapchat, and Instagram. I'm a lot of fun, so check it out.
There we go.
I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach or catch my podcast, Adulting, Life Hacks to Get Your Stuff Together, Tuesdays on iTunes.
There we go.
Hey, guys, Chelsea Sark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and all the work that I'm doing at ChelseaSarkJones.com.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. Download us on iTunes every Wednesday night. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo. You can follow me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. Check out the blog. I have some amazing announcements coming up this year. It's going to be incredible. Big, big news. But for now, August 15th, Born This Way. Check us out. A&E, Kevin Undergaro and I are mentoring Megan Baumgartz. It's going to be incredible. And that is it. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, After Buzzers.
Have a great week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.